Public service announcement. I have just temporarily closed the doors to Lifestyle Business School. If you are a current or aspiring expertise-based business that has a business, courses, coaching, masterminds, where you are divorcing your value from your time, or that is the business model that you want, you likely know that Lifestyle Business School is the program that I have been tirelessly working on over the last 6 months to build out 6 comprehensive playbooks, which basically lay out the entire path. It has everything from business model design to offer creation to back-end delivery to driving traffic, live launch campaigns, automated campaigns, everything you could possibly need to start or grow a leveraged expertise-based business to the lifestyle business sweet spot. Now, never fear, because we've only temporarily closed the doors and we have added a wait list. So if you head to lifestylebusiness.school/join, pop your name on the waitlist and you are going to be notified when we open up the doors with everything built out, which is super exciting, and all of the exciting changes that we have made to the program as well, which we will share in due course. But in order to get the special VIP bonuses when we do open the door, I want you to go and pop your name on the waitlist now. So that is going to be lifestylebusiness.school/join. Put your name on the waitlist and you will be the first to be notified when we open up the doors with everything built out, with a lot of exciting changes and with pretty much the best deal under the sun. All right, let's get into today's podcast episode. Welcome to Lifestyle Business School, the podcast. I'm Stevie Dillon, and this is the podcast for the behind-the-scenes strategy on how to package and market what you know to build an impact-driven, freedom-based lifestyle business. Download our free 28-page business diagnostic and get access to a super juicy, free 4-part training on how to start, build, and grow your expertise-based lifestyle business over at lifestylebusiness.school/free or visit the link in the show notes. Hello, hello, and a huge welcome to today's episode of the podcast. Today, I am talking about something that is on my heart at the moment because I'm going through, you know, all of the reimaginings that have come up since I have closed down Launchpad. It's wild. I don't have anything really officially to sell at the moment except for our paid to grow suite. And so I am in the reimagining and iteration phase. And let me tell you guys, just as a side note, I have never felt so excited about the future. It's so interesting. I went to Europe like 5 years ago, feels like a lifetime ago, pre-kids and all of the things. And I decided when I was over there that I was going to start my business. It was a really transformational time for me. And I'm actually going back to Europe in a couple of weeks. And I actually feel the same feelings that I felt then. I feel like sometimes in business, you get on the treadmill and you feel like you can't shake things up and things are pretty good and you get scared and you're like, oh, I don't want to make any big changes. And I am making some big changes. And let me tell you, it actually feels really freeing. It feels really exciting. And what we're talking about in today's podcast episode is kind of tying into all of it a little bit. Now, I wanted to record today's podcast episode mostly because related to all of this that we're going to talk about today, you're going to see my Instagram handle changing back to my name. So my name is Stevie Dillon, not Stevie Says Social. I swear for the 3 or 4 years when my business was Stevie Says Social, no one knew what my surname was. Definitely isn't Says Social. But I'm taking my Instagram account back to Stevie Dillon. And so you will likely see that if you follow me on Instagram. If you don't, search for Stevie Dillon. I will come up, hopefully, and follow me. But I wanted to give you a little bit of insight into why I'm doing that and some of the thoughts that I have had recently about personal brand versus business brand. Now, you guys would know that last year I spent a lot of money, about $35,000, I think it was, on a huge rebrand. So I rebranded away from Stevie Says Social to The Course Cartel. Now, the thought process was and is still this. So it was that I wanted to build something bigger than me. I have a team and I didn't want it to feel like it was just about me. And the actual name Stevie Says Social didn't really align either. So all of those things are still true, but, and this is a really big but, over the last few months, my thoughts about how to position these expert businesses that we all have, so I'm talking about coaching, courses, online service provider, anything where you're like selling your expertise in any way, shape, or form, we really have such a unique model. And I think that's why, like, the question of personal brand versus business brand does come up quite a lot in these types of businesses. But the nuance of how I think about it all has actually shifted a little bit in the last few months. And as a result of that, I am going back to my personal brand name on Instagram. But I want to share with you the reasons why, because I think this nuance may serve others as well. So, first and foremost, the business still exists in its, you know, in its different name to my name, essentially, right? So, you know, the business is called The Course Cartel and it is not my name. And the only real difference that I'm making at the moment is that I'm shifting my Instagram name back to Stevie Dillon rather than The Course Cartel. Now, let me go through the three reasons why I'm doing that. And hopefully all of this will start to come together and make sense. I don't hear anyone else talking about this way, by the way. So I do hope that I articulate this the right way and would love to continue the conversation over on Instagram as well. But here is what I have realized. Number one is that we have these lifestyle businesses, essentially. So, you know, when we create coaching, courses, anything leverage where we're packaging up our IP to some degree and we are selling it on the internet, that is packaging up IP and information and transformation, but it is also packaging up our special sauce, right? So there is a reason that people decide that they want to buy from you over someone else that does the exact same thing from you, as you. Some of that is authority. Some of that is methodology. Some of that is, you know, testimonials. But a big part of that is that you have a unique and distinct take on a particular subject matter that nobody else has. And that is like the special sauce, like the essence of these types of businesses. Now, when I decided last year that I was like, no, I want to have a separate business name to my personal name, the real reason for doing that is because I was like, oh, I just feel like all roads lead back to me. Sometimes I feel like, you know, a little bit of a dancing monkey. I'm like, I don't. And also it felt a bit janky. I was like, oh, you know, it doesn't feel like a real business if I don't have a name behind it. I'm just kind of using my personal name being Stevie Says Social, right? But what I have realized is that with these types of businesses, it doesn't actually matter. It doesn't matter what you call it at the end of the day, because ultimately it is still your unique flavor that is the undercurrent through which people are buying, right? And when you think about the real purpose of these businesses being lifestyle businesses where you're optimizing for cash flow and profit, and if you're a smart little lifestyle business owner, you are investing that profit into vehicles outside of your business to build your wealth, you don't actually need a business that isn't named after you because you're not angling for a big exit. It is not essential to the business that you are completely removed from it. It is actually in your interests for your flavor and your, you know, unique take and your thought leadership to still be infused in the business because it is the moat that separates you from everyone else that is out there doing what you're doing. And like you just, like it's a completely different strategy, right? And so we kind of need to own that. Now, that actually brings me to my second point because I knew all of this before I decided to completely move Stevie Says Social, which is now becoming Stevie Dillon personal brand, outside of the picture last year. Like there was a reason that I decided to do that. And the reason is that I wanted the IP and the containers that I ran to kind of speak for themselves. I didn't want them to be my thing, right? What I have realized though is that there is a difference between, and especially in these types of businesses, businesses and projects. So from here on in, I am going to consider the business as a project under my personal brand rather than everything needing to be about the business, including my own personal brand. There is nuance there. You might have to, you know, hit back on your podcast player and listen to that again. I'll also say it again. It's a difference between businesses and projects. So when I decided to rebrand the business, I was essentially putting myself under that brand and that was the be all and the end all. What I'm actually looking to do now is to separate the personal brand and have the business be a project under that personal brand. Now, I say project for this reason. With these businesses that we're building, which are courses and coaching, what we can actually do and the way that it works is that we're packaging up our IP and we are putting it into a leveraged offer. And so what that inherently means is that a lot of the work is done up front, okay? So I never sugarcoat the fact that there is work involved in getting this done up front. And so a lot of that is done, you know, in the first 6 months, 12 months of having these types of businesses. And then depending on the model, of course, you know, if you have a higher touch, you do require more of yourself. And if it's, you know, lower touch, let's say a self-study course, it's less. But after a certain period of time, the thing that sustains the model is the marketing and the sales. All of which in these types of businesses is actually best cultivated with a strong personal brand. And so if you think about it this way, where you have a personal brand and then you have projects under the personal brand, those projects are essentially little businesses or they're little IP soldiers that are going out, you know, they're serving a purpose for you. But the personal brand is the marketing and the sales, at least not from a direct response perspective, but more from like a relationship and nurture perspective. It is the fuel that is driving the project essentially. And so what that actually means is that if you do this the right way, one personal brand can actually feed multiple projects as long as you're really clear on like your values and what it is that you stand for as a personal brand. You can then create like a number of projects if you want to under that one personal brand. And so the real delineation for me at the moment is that, you know, I've got Stevie Dillon, the new Instagram account, and that is the personal brand. But then underneath that is this, you know, project where it's helping people to build expert-based online businesses to the lifestyle business sweet spot. And so the personal brand will complement that, but it actually is its own assets. Like the podcast is the lifestyle business sweet spot. The course is helping people to get to the lifestyle business sweet spot. They're all assets that all kind of sit together in a little cluster, but the personal brand is separate from it, although it supports it. So that's what I'm going to be leaning into, and it's the reason why I'm separating things out. Nothing's disappearing. They're just in terms of structure being separated out. I will have the personal brand and I will have these projects that are branded, if that makes sense. So the third reason that I've decided to do this and that I want to talk through my reasons for kind of stepping back into personal brand, I suppose, is that I am just realizing, especially, you know, can you believe ChatGPT? I don't think even existed when we did our personal, you know, our rebrand last year, which is wild. But things like AI, things like just the avalanche of information on the internet at the moment, all of those sorts of things lead me to believe that cultivating a personal brand is the most valuable asset that you can have inside of an online business now and in the future. It is the thing that separates you. It differentiates you from AI, from other commodity products, for people, you know, from people without the authority and the expertise that you've cultivated. And I think, or I know that I didn't want to lose that. I didn't want to go all in on building a business name and lose the superpower that can come along with building a really strong, really epic personal brand, because ultimately that is going to impact not only the project or projects that you decide to undertake under that personal brand, but also the opportunities that are presented to you, the partnerships that you are eligible for, all of the, you know, the moat that having a personal brand builds around your business, right? It's very similar to kind of, you know, what Hormozy, anyone that follows him, Layla and Alex Hormozy, I think they're both amazing, are doing in terms of their acquisition.com business. Like, they are creating content and thought leadership and doing all of these sorts of things because they know that having that strong personal brand is going to lead to them partnerships, opportunities, things that are going to essentially be huge opportunities that they wouldn't have without that personal brand. And so that is it for me. That is the reason that I've decided to, at least on Instagram for now, go back to Stevie Dillon, really go all in. What I found when I changed to like completely getting rid of the business, the personal brand, and going all in just on one business name is that I started to lose my way a bit. I started to think, you know, I don't know, like that real thought leadership that I personally, you know, have been cultivating for the last 5 years, and which I think is the reason why the business has gotten to where it is today, I started to kind of like put that to the side and more focus on prioritizing things that would build the business brand. I just don't actually know if that's the right way to go about it, because like I said, I think that real thought leadership is the moat. It's the real reason that people decide that they want to work with you and partner with you and buy from you and all of that sort of thing in the first place. Also, it just freaking lights me up to go all in on sharing more of that thought leadership. And so I kind of just want to do that without expectation as well. So that is a completely non-strategic sort of bonus reason why I've decided to kind of separate things out again. So as always, I love to kind of share in real time kind of what my thought process is behind things. I've actually thought about starting a newsletter where I'm sharing some more of these musings, and then maybe I'll just kind of record them on the podcast as well. DM me, let me know if that's something that you're interested in, and I'll add it, you know, to the top of the priorities list. But yeah, that's kind of my thoughts at the moment on the difference between having a business brand and a personal brand. I just think there is nuance when it comes to these businesses that we're in, which are these expertise-based online businesses. I think that there is the ability to still have all of the benefits of quote-unquote a business brand, but rather nest it as like a project underneath the sub-brand, I suppose, underneath the personal brand. So there's my thoughts. I'm going to leave you with that. Send me a DM over on Instagram if you would like to continue the conversation. If you see Stevie Dillon on your Instagram account, don't unfollow me. Still the same person. I've just decided to step back into the forefront. And the business is still there as well. Moving it all over to a separate Instagram account, and lots of exciting things to share over the next few months as well. All right, guys, that is it for me for this week. Until next week, I'll see you then. If you enjoyed this week's episode of Lifestyle Business School, the podcast, I invite you to check out our Lifestyle Business School membership. The Lifestyle Business School membership is the complete operating system for building an expertise-based online business to the lifestyle business sweet spot. It is the resource for every current, aspiring, and advanced business owner wanting to start, build, or grow a leveraged expertise-based business. Think courses, coaching, online business, online education, anyone looking to build a business around their expertise in a leveraged way where your value is divorced from your time. Whether you're starting from scratch and you're looking to start building an audience and create an irresistible offer, or you're already established and you want the systems and processes to deliver and market and sell better so that you can grow, Lifestyle Business School, the membership, will help you to get there. Get access to our complete step-by-step operating system. This isn't all theory. This is templates and resources and everything you need to define your end game and business model, to build out every step of your leveraged business machine, from offers to lead generation to live launching to automated selling systems and back-end delivery processes. And become a part of our active community of like-minded business owners with regular trainings and everything you need to start, build, and grow with a unique focus on building a lifestyle business over relentless scale at any cost. We would love to have you join us in Lifestyle Business School, the membership. Come and check it out and join us at lifestylebusiness.school today.